This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Now, you may well know Tom Kerridge from the television. You may have eaten in one of his Michelin-starred restaurants. You're almost certain to know he once weighed 30 stones and he lost 12 of them by changing his lifestyle. Well, he's now published a cookery book called Fresh Start, How to Cook Amazing Food at Home. And today we'll cook the perfect roasted winter sprout curry. Now, Tom, I have to say, I thought, winter sprouts? Really? How are you going to make these sprouts utterly delicious?
We're going to turn them into a curry. I mean, that's what we're going to do. I mean, if you think about, you know, if you think of the effects of sprouts, what could make them even more fun is turning them into a curry. That's what I thought of doing here. We're making sprouts fun. I mean, for me, sprouts are amazing, and they do seem to have this Marmite effect on people. But the reality, they're just tiny cabbages, and cooked well, they taste fantastic.
All right, so how do we cook them well? How do we make this dish?
So the first thing we've got is sprouts that have been marinated in ground turmeric and some ground coriander, okay? So they've kind of like sat there and just absorbed all those lovely spices and flavours. I'm going to stick them into a pan on this amazing stove you've got in here.
It's famous.
Yeah. And we're going to start cooking them through. And basically, they're not blanched. So a lot of the problem that you have with sprouts quite often is the fact that they're seen as being, they get boiled, okay? So people boil them in salted water and they get cooked for so long that you know, they lose all that texture and crust. If you kind of look at stir frying them and cooking them and making them feel that it keeps some freshness and vibrancy about them, that's where they start tasting amazing. Okay, so the sprouts are in the pan, and then in a separate pan, I've got some onions that I've sliced and caramelised, and they're going to be cooked out. So the beautiful thing about onions is they've got this lovely, amazing texture and flavour that comes from it. They have a natural sweetness. They've got these lovely natural sugars in them. So as you cook them and you caramelise them more, all of those flavours are drawn out.
Okay. Now, I know there are lots of other things that have to go in, but whilst you carry on cooking it, why Fresh Start cooking at home? Why was that really important to you?
So for me, I've gone through this period. So I've written, the last two cookbooks before that have been about weight loss. The first one, The Dopamine Diet, was about it being a low carbohydrate diet. And it was my own personal journey, because I mean, people had seen I'd been on television and I'd done bits and bobs, but I'd made a decision when I was approaching my 40th birthday. You know, things, you know, once you get a little bit older and there's certain points in your life. And I think when you're in your 20s and 30s, you don't really recognize it or realize it, but I think as you get older, and when there's certain, you know, there's a measurement of things, and it hit me that okay, I'm getting to 40, and it's a point in your life, it's a point of reflection where you start going, okay, so I've achieved whatever I've done in those last 40 years. Am I quite happy where I'm at? Where am I going to be in the next 40 years? And I think that was the point where I thought, actually, do you know what the reality is? If I keep going the way I'm going, I'm not going to be around for another 40 years.
How were you going? I mean, what was your lifestyle before you made this change?
Party, Like it was party, it was fun, it was like a constant drive of highs and buzzes of like I love cooking and service and being a chef, and everything about a chef is, you know, I love the lifestyle of it. And it's very left field, it's quite rock and roll, it's late nights, it's early mornings, you live a life as a chef. You know, the one thing that you do is you kind of pretty much give up on sleep because you're too busy working, playing hard, having like really enjoying the whole connection with the hospitality industry and knowing,
but, you know, to get so big, as big as you did, you must have been consuming all the wrong things. I suspect beer had
a huge amount. Yeah, beer was massive, and beer was a huge part of my life. Alcohol was huge, and I've touched on it a number of times before. And it was one of those things where you finish service and you need that acceleration, that buzz, that thing. You don't just stop at 11:30 midnight and go home to bed. Then you need to be. So alcohol became quite a huge part of my life, and volume. I loved volume and just consumption. Everything about everything for me was just always about trying to get as much in as possible.
We were talking earlier to Sam about the eating disorder that he suffered from when he was a boy, which of course was anorexia. How would you describe what you were going through? Was there some sort of eating disorder in what you were doing?
Yeah, although it wasn't necessarily about food, it was about a release and a concern. I think when there's issues regarding alcohol was a big thing. Now there is an alcohol problem. I'm teetotal. I haven't touched alcohol now for just over nearly 6 years. So it's one of those that became an issue, and the eating became it. It wasn't any, that became just eating the wrong things at the wrong time of night, and just all about a carefree attitude, completely no respect for what I was eating or what it was doing for my body, just wanting to consume. But the mentality of it, the mental state of it, was one that is also, it's one that I don't regret, but it's one that I can't get back to, because it's a release of an energy of you run a business and the pressures that you're under of cooking to a level of 2 Michelin stars and running the business and people's lives. And there's always needs to be a release. So for me, it was trying to make sure that was always something. The mental state of what I was doing was huge.
The sprouts and onions are smelling lovely.
Good.
Need I worry about them? Are they all right?
You don't need to worry about them. I'm just making sure that they're getting hot enough on
the famous cooker.
It's a very famous cooker. I love it. I may well take it home afterwards.
How are you dealing with the change? Because massive weight loss is often really hard to sustain.
Yeah, so it is if you're viewing being on a diet as a diet. So if you view it as so what happens with diets is diet has been thrown out there as a term, as a word that people see as depressing and boring, and that is it means you're trying to lose weight. However, diet is actually just the way that you eat, not necessarily about losing weight. So if you change the way that you eat, or your outlook to life, or what you do, and take a massive interest, and you concentrate, and as well, it's so much about the mental shift in how you view food, and you look at it as a balance, and you go, actually, what I want to do is make sure that food becomes, you concentrate on the food that you can eat, and how you enjoy eating, and how you can cook at home, how you can encourage kids to eat, how you can encourage your whole lifestyle becomes very, very different. So the maintenance of it can't be short term. So you have to choose a way of eating or a lifestyle that you can see is sustainable forever.
Now, you did your television series on The Fresh Start with families learning to cook, both the adults and the children. But how easy, when they go away, is it for them day to day to find the time to cook and avoid the convenience foods?
So the reality, that's the one thing that everybody talks about is time and being time poor and time short. And however, it's about priority and finding priorities. And a lot of that is, you know, you can batch cook stuff and put it in freezers. You can find very quick and easy recipes to do. You can also, like, if your time is you'd rather sit down for half an hour and watch a soap opera, well, actually, that half an hour, you can cook yourself, you know, you can cook yourself something, which is the most important. Hey, we've all got BBC iPlayer now. You can catch the soap. You can catch EastEnders later. You haven't got to watch it at the time that it's on. You know, you can. It's about prioritising what you do and how you view your life. And I tell you what, with the show, the most amazing thing for me was the journey of the show was fantastic over the 12 weeks. But actually, how that lifestyle change had happened to so many families that we took on that journey, that was so encouraging. The mental state of everyone was so much happier. Everyone was enjoying the food that they were doing. And the beautiful thing, I suppose, is encouraging kids to be a part of it, is that that self-responsibility is then, that is then, it's not just about you, it's about your life and your family. And that was really good in the maintenance of it.
Now, listen, we've got to get the cereal on shortly. And so you're going to finish that and I'm going to have it for my lunch, I hope.
Yeah.
Just one more question. You made a bizarre revelation, which people were really surprised about. Tinfoil. What is the tinfoil story?
Well, like that, right, that sent Twitter into meltdown.
And I know
it was, like, it was bananas, right? And there was stories in the Mail and the Express, and it was like, I mean, literally, there's two sides to tinfoil. There's a shiny side and a dull side. And as a chef, and for me, I'd always been taught that the shiny side you put on top of the food when you put it into the oven because it's reflective. So as heat comes up, it reflects the heat back better. Now, that's all, there's two sides. That for me, I'll go, that's how it works, okay? And then there were loads of people going, God, yeah, of course, that makes complete sense. That's it. And then I had like mental nutcases going at me, going, no, it's completely, it doesn't matter what it, like it, I mean, it went, the world went crazy over two sides of tinfoil. However, I still cook with the shiny side down because it just makes complete sense to me.
And if Tom Carriages cooks with the shiny side down, we will all cook with the shiny side down. We'll have much better Christmas turkeys. Tom Carriage, thank you very much for the moment. Do please continue with the curry. Can't wait to try it. I have a mouthful, I'm afraid, of the perfect roasted winter sprout curry. Just quickly, Tom, tell me what else went in it. There are lots of seeds. It's absolutely gorgeous, by the way.
Caraway seeds, cumin seeds, there's turmeric in there. There's the coriander, the spicing that goes with it. But it's not too hot. So there's a bit of green chilli that's gone into that. But it's all about the flavour. So it's trying to drive, make sprouts not necessarily taste like sprouts. Trying to encourage them. Texturally, they're still crunchy. They're crisp. They taste delicious. And then you've got the soft paneer cheese mixed with it and the caramelisation of the onions. And just all mixed together with a little bit of veg stock. It's very simple. But it does taste lovely.
Could you come and cook for us every day?
Well, I tell you what, if you get a new cooker, I'd definitely be...
Tom Gerrard, thank you. You can download any edition of Cook the Perfect by going to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavour. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.